From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. President Obama says more than 100 nations and institutions have joined a global movement to destroy the Islamic State militant group. Obama was speaking on Tuesday at the United Nations in New York, where he chaired a summit on countering violent extremism and the Islamic State, also known as ISIL. The U.S. president announced that Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. He also told the summit that the campaign against ISIL will involve both successes and setbacks.
I have repeatedly said that our approach will take time. This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife. And as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Obama said the Islamic State continues to hold the Iraqi cities of Fallujah, Mosul, and Ramadi, but has lost a third of the Iraqi territory that it once held. Witnesses in Burkina Faso's capital say gunfire has erupted as the army tries to force rebel soldiers behind a recent failed coup to disarm. The fighting in Ouagadougou began Tuesday afternoon local time, a few hours after government troops surrounded the base of the renegade Presidential Guard unit known as the RSP. Journalist Emily Ayob is in Ouagadougou and reported hearing several explosions in the direction of the camp. This is VOA.